Sehr gut, sehr gut, sehr gut.
Sehr gut?
Wieso Steuer ist sehr gut? Das sagen ganz viele.
Wer sagt das?
Stiftung Warentest, Computerbild, Focus Money, Chip, Finanztipp, such dir was aus.
Mega, aber das ist doch bestimmt kompliziert.
Nö, einfach Foto von der Lohnsteuerbescheinigung machen und fertig.
Klingt sehr gut.
Ist sehr gut. Mit Wieso Steuer? Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Tom Preston's in the studio with us today, plus TJ Miller and Leon Redbone impressions. It's all right after this.
Hey, what's going on?
Listen, I'm going southbound 95. Yeah. All right, I'm in this truck, and I ain't no homosexual or nothing.
Okay.
I just been in this truck a long time. You got to speak up a little.
Can you hear me there, tenfold, big buddy?
Yeah, come on. Now I want you to play like you're in the rig next to me. All right, you got to speak up on the CB. You're in the rig next to mine, right?
Right.
And you're gonna tell me, you know, you want to lay on top of me out of respect for the way I handle my rig.
Right.
Okay, let's hear right. You say. You're driving along next to me. Now speak up, say it into the CB. Come on.
Hey, 10-4, big buddy. I'm right here on pulling on the side of you here. And I want to lay on top of you for the way you're handling your rig there.
No, no, out of respect for the way you handle your rig.
Out of respect the way you're handling your rig.
Yeah.
Come back, big 10-4.
Yeah, I ain't no homosexual or nothing. I just, you know, I like the way you handle your rig too there, flatbed. You got a powerful control of that rig. And
come on here, trucklehead.
Yeah.
Come back to me. You're breaking up. I can't hardly hear you, buddy.
Trucker Clark, who wants you?
Trucker Clark, who wants you?
Come on.
Come on.
Come on with your homosexual truck drivers out there. Talk to Teddy Bear. Come on, say, come on with your homosexual drivers.
Come on with your homosexual drivers.
All right, I got one hand on the wheel, one hand on my trucker clock. Come on.
I'm going to pull up in front of you, and I like the way you're handling your rig. I got one hand on my clock and one hand on my truck's wheel.
Yeah. Come on, people. I'm going to tell you what, you ain't worth no damn $2.99 a minute. I'll tell you like it is, but I'm going to keep talking to you because I'm already excited. Yeah, I've been in this truck a long time. You know, I got a wife and kids at home, but I'll tell you what, they 400 or 500 miles from here. It's just me and you out here, son.
Well, we need to pull on over at the next rest spot here. And
I can't pull over. I got miles to go, driver. I just want you to lay on. I know you're safe. I just want you to lay on top of me. Not like a homosexual or nothing. Just like, you know, just respect for the way the safety in which I handle my rig.
Coming up right beside you there.
Oh, yeah.
For the way you handling your rig.
Oh, yeah. Driver, damn, I almost lost control of my rig. Keep talking to me. Come on.
Oh, yeah. Come on, me. I'm slowing up just a little. I'm pulling up on the side of you.
Oh, yeah.
You're going a little too fast there.
You feel safe behind me, don't you, trucker?
Yeah, right behind you there.
Oh,
you're doing a great job there. You stay in control there, buddy.
Oh, yeah. I don't even need no power steering, driver. Oh, man.
He's talking
keep
to somebody
talking to
else.
Come on, where'd you go?
Come on, baby. What's going with your gears? I like the way you're shifting your gears. Dad.
Yeah, I'm shot down, shifting. I've been climbing these hills. You know, I'm loaded up, too. I'm all loaded up.
Oh, yeah?
I'm loaded up.
You seem like you're carrying a big load there.
Oh, yeah. It's a plenty of load there, flatbed. Come on, keep talking to me.
Oh, yeah, baby. I like the way you're rolling that big load.
Oh, yeah. Come on with your homosexual truck.
Oh, yeah, baby. I like the way you're shifting them 18 gears there.
Trucker clock. Who wants you? Come on, talk to Teddy Bear.
Come on, my sexy.
Oh,
yeah.
All right, shut up. I ain't queer or nothing. I'm gonna hang up now. I just want you to say, you ain't queer, Chucklehead.
Chucklehead, you ain't queer.
I know I ain't queer. I've just been in the truck a long time.
Okay, big tempo.
All right.
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
The room's gotten significantly more handsome in the last hour.
Thank you.
not you, Ace. It's our guests. We have the very handsome Tom Dustin.
Ace is looking good.
Looking good, Tom.
Yeah, I know.
Your hair's hanging in there.
Your hair's hanging in there.
It's always the greatest compliment you can receive.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice.
No, it's, I mean, you're
nothing better than that or... interesting facial hair. I get that sometimes.
Oh, you went that way. Okay.
Yeah, that would be that would be a TJ Miller that's sporting.
That's that direction. Okay.
Yeah, oh, that's a brave beard.
Very brave. Yeah, very brave.
Courageous.
So, when is the Civil War reenactment?
Brave choice.
Thank you. A good choice.
That's a good beard. That's a dense beard.
Yeah, that is a good beard. Well trimmed.
TJ,
well,
I had no idea you could grow a beard that
night. I had a long enough beard recently that my wife said... that she saw the beard first and then me several minutes later. She even said, she goes, can you ask your beard to tell my husband that he's allowed to come into the room, that he should come inside?
That's right.
That was her way of saying trim it back?
Yeah, I think so. I think, yeah, Kate's good with the euphemisms. That's like my grandmother Jaffe used to, everything was a euphemism. So it was always like, well, do you think it would be good to turn on the air conditioning? instead of it's hot in here, that never happened. So Kate's really good at those sorts of things. Like, you know, it would be interesting if you had different facial hair.
Sounds like your wife is a woman.
That's right. Ends up being exactly that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now you are a voiceover guy. And a guy famous. Yeah. Are you doing a lot of video games or?
I did. I can't even remember the name, but it's. I did Big Hero 6 and
right.
How to Train Your Dragon and the Emoji Movie. I know all of us saw the Emoji Movie.
I did. I've seen all these movies. You know, it's little kids.
13% on Rotten Tomatoes, but 100 million domestic. So what really matters? The Emoji Movie is an existential crisis for the audience and for those that were in it. But yeah, I did a video game that was related to that. And then I was in the How to Train Your Dragon television series. But I will get some people sort of going, I thought it was you. And then I heard your voice. And then I knew it was you because no one else sounds like a drag queen that chain smokes and has been singing all night the night before.
did your grandmother give you that?
That was her euphemism.
That is Jaffe. That's dead on though.
Yeah.
When you do it, let me ask you: when you do a video game, does that take days or weeks? Do you go in for an hour at a time? How does that work?
No, it's usually, I mean, that's the great thing about voiceovers. You sort of go in, it's one session. Depending on if it's a film, then you do 20 sessions, but you can do 100 versions of the line. So that's great because in television, especially, you only get 3 chances, really. And then if you're lucky and they have time, you have 5 takes. But with voiceover, you sort of have, but if it's a video game, you don't have as much creative license. It's more like move left to enter the room. Like it's like, you know, it's not particularly interesting.
With us in the studio, comedians Tom Dustin, TJ Miller, Christy Lee, of course, at the Bob and Tom News Desk.
There's a pall over the news desk this morning.
Because, why?
Of course, Leon Redbone packed away to Manap, no treasure.
Yes, there is.
Not a fan, huh, Chick?
Never in my born days.
I think
hey, everybody, Leon Redbone's on. Said no one ever.
I get why you don't like him, but I like it.
I like it when you do it.
Thank you, DJ. My friend Eric was his road manager for like 10 years.
Oh.
Just him and Leon in a van driving around the country.
Now I'm being swayed. Eric is a good man.
Now, did he ever break character with Eric?
That I don't know.
Because I'm sure he did.
I know a friend of mine.
pour some chips and a drink. I'm going to get some Boston baked beans.
I'm out of corn nuts.
A friend of mine had to.
You can't not like just as a source material for that. You got to give him some respect.
Yeah.
Boston baked beans. Baked beans at the Vornado.
bringing back the Great American Songbook.
One of those hot dogs.
I really got to take a leak. If you wouldn't mind, stopping over at the Stuckey's.
But also, it somehow comes back to Boston Baked Beans. Really got to take a leak. Those Boston Baked Beans.
And while we're here, I may as well get another bag.
I can't help. I'm not trying to be critical, but the only one of you guys that can do it is Chick.
No, oh, really? We're all doing an impression of Chick.
I'm not even close?
No, no. You're,
really?
Yeah, no. Not as bad as Tom Dustin.
In my head, I was like, man, I'm nailing this. That's not helping.
But you're kind of hearing him in your head.
See, but here's my question. A friend of mine had to drive around with one of the very fine comedians, one of the great comic writers of all time. You know who I'm talking about, don't you?
No. Mark Gross?
Boss Mike Bean.
Oh, sure, sure. Yeah, yeah. I do know.
Eight dogs like, yeah.
Well, that was meant to be Emo Phillips. Emo Phillips.
I talk a little more. It's a all the time.
You made him sound deaf.
So he
yeah.
I really wanted to know where that was going.
So
I thought, who's the deaf comic
so
guy?
He had to drive around Emo.
Right.
And he would say he'd have to drive like 2 hours at a time because it was the longest 2 hours of his life because he kind of kept waiting for Emo to go, okay, Emo, snap out of it. You're from Chicago. Talk like a regular human being.
I'd rather not.
I'm going to stay in character.
Can you ask Eric if
cause you know, but you know, Eric is such a great guy that I don't think he'll share it. But
Leon Redbone,
if he did, Eric wouldn't say anything.
Leon Redbone was here with us.
Leon's dead now. He can say whatever he wants.
Well, that's true.
No,
that's
Leon was here, and were you here that day when he was here?
Yes.
I'm impressed in my memory book. Of course, I would. No, I don't.
And
remember
he never broke character. He had the whole get up, you know, the white suit and the hat and everything. But during the commercial breaks, where we talk and relax. During that last commercial break, we were talking about Key West or something. Just something semi-normal. And he
did he break? Do you remember?
No, but I remember talking to him about his hobbies and what he. I told you before. I mentioned he would read, you know, 150-year-old history books.
So he would say,
"I read all the history books."
Wow. Okay.
And I enjoy a Boston baked bean.
I know everything about Boston baked bean.
DJ, you're a talented man. That's not in your skill set.
I read the back of Boston baked bean.
I don't even do a really good impression of myself.
In defense of Mr. Redbone, for one thing, he's bringing back the Great American Songbook.
Shut up.
Here's a little bit of it. Here we go.
Oh, yeah.
Champagne Charlie is my name. Champagne Charlie is my name. Champagne Charlie is my name by Jolly and Roll.
You shot him.
I did.
He rhymes Charlie with "By Golly."
Or I saw myself. Either one.
You call me Boston Baked Beans, Bob.
who did he do? Didn't he do a beer commercial for a while there or something? What was it?
Slay small liquor. Boom. Enjoy yourself some Colt 45.
Oh, I think it was Colt 45.
Was
it? No. I think it was.
Why would he do Colt 45?
Like Bartles and James wine coolers.
Exactly. No, it was a beer. I remember.
Wasn't it? I thought it was Budweiser.
Which is the only Bartles and James reference I've ever heard of.
Thanks.
Slay small liquor.
Okay, hang on a second. Here we go. Here we go.
There's more of Leon Redbone?
Yeah, well, Budweiser.
He did a 1982 Budweiser.
Oh, Budweiser, there you
go. Yeah, I said that three times.
When,
Damn!
I'm sorry, what?
When you say Bud. When Christy's talking, we don't listen.
Obviously.
Because we don't want
like
to.
Her.
Is it okay to say that you're doing a terrible job? Is that fine?
I totally accept that. I deserved it, and thank you.
Mine was better than you gave it, Chris.
He's still on it. Yeah. He's like, guys, can we just come back and give credit where credit is due? Boston baked beans.
Okay, Josh Arnold. Josh, I've got a music bed of Leon Redbone with no lyrics.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, this is no lyrics.
No lyrics.
Okay.
You have to make up your lyrics.
Just him jamming on that guitar Yes.
I want you to sing about something in this room.
Something in this room. All right.
Something happening. Something.
Okay, I got it. Yeah.
Here we go.
Down to deep
You said that he wasn't singing.
He's scatting.
But I have to do it over. I have to do it over scatting.
Okay, the only time someone says scatting with a G.
Scatting.
No apostrophes. Usually he's scatting, but in this case, he's right, well, scatting, yes, sir.
TJ, the benefits of a classical education.
I'm riding with my feather pen. I fancy
that's pretty
feather
good.
Pen.
That's better.
I got it from a man who sold it to me.
It's amazing.
Okay,
the
Chip
world
McGee.
Is sadder place today because he's gone.
Chip McGee. Oh, no. I want you to
wonder.
I want you to sing
that feather pen, and then it was answered immediately.
I want you to sing about something near and dear to you.
Me.
Ready?
Yep.
Here we go. Something near and dear to you. Ready?
Them Washington Braves came to a politically incorrect name. God love them. The engines don't care for the rest.
It's like, no, Leon, you can't
go,
say that.
Go, engine, go.
There's got to be an old American songbook called Engine Joe or something.
Yeah, there is. There is.
Absolutely.
Well, you don't condemn the entire array of great American songwriters.
I was talking about killing all the alligators in Florida. I think would be a good idea, considering the toddler deaths that have occurred. And
you mean the one?
And yeah, and then this woman goes, no, and I go, why not? She goes, I'm a Gators fan.
Well,
and I said, if you kill all the alligators, that doesn't mean they have to rename the team. I mean, they didn't do that with the Redskins. So yeah, politically incorrect.
That was a joke, and yeah. There's a lesson to that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And if you've been listening to this show,
enjoyed over some Boston Bacon. I enjoy that TJ Miller.
You've been listening for 30 minutes waiting for a joke. You got one.
There he is.
There you go.
Do people still eat Boston baked beans?
Sure.
Of course.
Yes.
Really?
You know who loves Boston baked beans?
Donnie Baker.
Donnie Baker. Yes.
Oh, does he?
Yes.
He will. So he stops to get those specifically.
Yep. Yep.
Well, so much for Boston baked beans. Okay.
You got to find a special gas station for Boston baked beans. But if there's anyone that can scope one out, it's Donnie Baker.
That's right.
Oh, now, TJ Miller is our guest, and Tom Dustin is our guest. Tom is moving to Key West.
Of course I am.
Well, you're going to be the only straight guy.
You sound like the guy before he changed his name to Redbone. Dick Var Milosevic or whatever.
Yeah, he was Dick Armenian.
Rand. Dick Rand
Armenian guy. Okay, good.
Why is it always the first name is so terrible? I guess that's why they change it,
yeah.
Right?
To now, Leon.
Were you always TJ?
The story goes that I didn't understand. I think it was in first or second grade. There was another, my real name is Todd. Let's all take that in for a second.
Thanks,
Todd. Are you on your way to the country club, Todd? And I didn't understand that there could be two people with the same name. So there was another Todd in the class. So I went up to him and I said, hey, either you need to change your name or I do. And he said, who are you? And I said, well, for now, I'm Todd. And he said, I'm not going to change my name. And I said, okay. So I got in the carpool afterwards, and my mother was driving, and I said, from now on, my name is TJ. And she said, oh, sure, Todd. And then I never answered to Todd again, so it was good. But then years later in high school, we went around the class introducing ourselves, and my English teacher, Mr. Madison, who's still to this day one of my greatest influences and friends, he said, why did you change your name to TJ? I said, well, because Todd, you know, sounds like Todd and Buffy are headed to play tennis at the country club. And everybody laughed really hard, like harder than I, and I was a fairly funny individual. I was not an ugly gentleman, but and everybody's laughing so hard. I go, oh, that really killed, you know? And then I realized suddenly, I go to the teacher, Mr. Madison, I go, what's your first name? And he said, Todd. And they exploded even harder. And to this day, he was like, you know, one of my great advocates. But yeah, I changed it because.
Wow. And he now goes by TB.
He goes by TB. T tuberculosis.
Yeah.
They call him for short.
Yeah. It would be TM. Isn't his last name?
Yeah, they're. Oh, his middle name has got to be Bob or something. I don't know.
Todd
it's
Bob.
It's got to be Bob.
Todd Bob.
Yeah, that's Todd. Boy.
Todd Bob is my name.
I would love to have that as.
Moonshine is my game.
Todd Bob, but we call him Todd Baked Beans. Boston Baked Beans Bob.
Boston Baked Beans Bob.
I like the Bob for Peters and Key West.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.